Hello, nice to meet you. My name is Daniel, and I'm calling from Opinion Research. I would like to ask you a few questions concerning the problems facing our nation, state, and local communities. May I speak with Maria?
This is she.
Okay, I understand. Thank you so much for your time. In that case, let me just ask you some questions here real quick. First of all, are you registered to vote as a Democrat in New Jersey?
Yes.
Okay, thank you so much. So, I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the Democratic primary elections for president, U.S. Senate, Congress, and local offices in June of 2024?
Well, I think 100%.
Okay, thank you so much for that information. What is your race?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I'm from Spain. Now you tell me.
Well, I'm asking, like, what is your race? Are you white, black, Hispanic, Asian?
That's what I'm saying. I mean, I'm from Spain. I don't know. I'm Hispanic. I'm not Hispanic. I
Oh,
think I'm
I understand.
white.
Okay. Okay, well,
I don't
maybe
know.
that's why. All right. Thank you so much for that information. So in that case, let me just check here real quick. Just for document this interaction, may I know the year you were born?
1965.
Thank you so much. So as of right now, we're going to start with the questions that I was meaning in the beginning of the call. So I'd like to rate your feelings towards some people using a scale of 0 to 100. 0 means a very cold, unfavorable feeling, and 100, a very warm, favorable feeling, and 50 is neutral. So I'm going to review some names here, and you're going to rate them from 0 to 100. And if you don't know them, and you or you wouldn't like to provide an opinion of them, please tell me so I can document it as that.
Okay.
So let's start with Phil Murphy.
I don't know. I
You
mean,
don't know. No, sorry, go ahead.
no, I mean, you want me to say the percent of the, I mean,
Well, if you do know Phil Murphy, you can provide me as the scale from 0 to 100 if you are favorable with the thing that he's doing, or if you're not favorable with the things that he's doing, or 50% that is neutral, or if you don't know him.
50%. Let's say 50%.
Okay, thank you so much. What about Tammy Murphy?
I don't know him.
Okay. Ravi Bala?
I don't know him.
What about Joe Biden?
Well, that's the president.
Yeah. So what percentage will you give him?
Well, maybe, I don't know. Maybe 90%?
Okay. What about Bob Menendez?
Let's say 50 also.
And Rob Menendez?
I don't know him.
Okay. Stephen Fulop?
I don't know him.
And last but not least, Andy Kim?
I don't know him.
Okay. Thank you so much for that
Sorry, I
information.
don't know them.
Don't worry about that. I can leave that in blank, so don't worry about that. So let me ask you another question. When you hear the name Rob Menendez, what is the first thing that comes to your mind?
It's a senator, right?
Yes.
It's a senator from New Jersey?
That's correct.
Okay.
So what is that? That's the first thing that comes to your mind, or is there any other feeling
Yeah,
that?
no, I mean, it's the first time like I'm to my mind.
Okay. Let me just write that on the system. Right, let's
What
move
is
on here.
this all? What is this all about?
Well, this is pretty much gathering information about the primary elections that are going to be set on June 2024. It's just to pretty much get some statistical information.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. As of right now, we are sitting on the 41% of completion of this survey, so I highly appreciate your time. So I just hope you can bear with me until we finish the survey. So let's continue with the next one. Would you say you approve or disapprove of the job Rob Menendez is doing as the member of the Congress? The options that you can rate him is strongly approve, somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove.
I strongly approve.
Somewhat approve.
Yeah.
Okay. And if the Democratic primary election for U.S. Senate were held today and candidates were Bob Menendez, Tammy Murphy, Andy Kim, and Patricia Campos Medina, for whom would you vote?
I think Menendez.
Okay. And if the Democratic primary election for Congress were held today and the candidates were Kyle Jacy, Ravi Bala, and Rob Menendez, for whom will you vote?
Can you say again the names?
Yes. Kyle Jacy, Ravi Bala, Rob Menendez.
Ravi Bala.
Okay. Thank you so much. So, in the last few months, have you heard a lot, some, not too much, or nothing at all, about you as Senator Bob Menendez?
Not too much. I mean, I don't watch the news. I mean, so often, so not too much.
Okay, thank you so much. How closely would you say you are following recent criminal indictments against U.S. Senator Bob Menendez? Very close, somewhat closely, not too closely, or not closely at all?
Not close at all.
Okay. So let's move on to the next one here. So please tell me whether you agree or disagree with each of the following statements about Congressman Rob Menendez. Okay? So I'm going to read you the statements and you're going to tell me if you agree or disagree with them.
Okay.
Okay. Okay, so let's start here. Congressman Rob Menendez has not been accused of any wrongdoing because he has done nothing wrong. He's not involved in his father's issues in any way.
I agree.
Okay, so in that case, would you strongly agree or somewhat agree?
Some agree. I mean, that's what I'm saying. I mean, I don't know a lot about these people, so...
Okay, I understand. So thank you so much for that information. Let's move on to the next one. In this country, you are innocent until proven guilty. Senator Bob Menendez has not been convicted of anything, and Congressman Rob Menendez hasn't been accused of any crimes.
So why should... I mean, I don't know anything about that.
Okay, in that case, we can leave it in blank. Okay. There is no way that Congressman Rob Menendez was not involved in his father, Senator Bob Menendez's shady and corrupt dealings.
I don't know. Maybe not.
Would you like me to place this as you don't know, or would you like to give me an agree or disagree opinion?
I mean, I don't know.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying. I don't know.
Okay, don't worry about that. Even though you don't know about these people, let me just read the statements here verbatim, and then we can place it as you don't know. So don't worry about that. I just need to read them.
Okay.
Congressman Rob Menendez is only in Congress because he's a Senator Bob Menendez's son.
Oh. Okay.
Would you like me to provide you a opinion like agree or disagree, or place it as you don't know?
Maybe I agree. I agree.
A strongly or somewhat agree?
Somewhat agree. I mean...
Okay. Let's go with the last one here. The son should not have to pay for the sins of the father, and people should judge Congressman Robert Menendez based on his record, not on the actions of Senator Bob Menendez.
I agree.
Strongly or somewhat agree?
Strongly.
Okay, thank you so much for that information. So right now, let me just go with the next question. We're sitting on a 62% of completion.
It's going to take too long.
Let me check here. We have a few more questions here. I would say that not more than 10 minutes.
Oh, God. I have to go.
Oh, well, in that case, I don't know if...
I'm sorry, but I have to go. I mean, I thought there was, like two or more questions, and that's it. But 10 minutes, I mean, I can't.
Okay. In that case, I don't know if... Do you have any other time that I can call you back, or maybe another day?
Another day. Call me another day, because now it's too late. I have a lot of stuff to do.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
Don't worry about that. Have a great rest of your day. Take care.
Thank you. Bye.